This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. At this hour, Iraq's national borders are closed, the international airport is empty, and in Baghdad, a dark-to-dawn curfew is in place. One day before the vote for a national assembly that will choose a government and write a constitution, Iraqis are uncertain what will happen tomorrow and after the vote. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
U.S. fighter jets and helicopters buzz the skies over Baghdad, part of the intense security measures surrounding this election. The central square where Saddam's statue was pulled down almost 2 years ago is closed off with cement barriers. Boys seize the chance to play soccer in the street. Saturday is normally the busiest day of the week in Iraq. Today, sporadic, intense gunfights echo through the almost empty streets of the capital. Pairs of American Humvees race through the streets, soldiers pointing their guns at cars as a warning to keep back. A few small food markets and tea houses are open, but it seems most people in Baghdad are staying home. Although for some, even that may not be safe. Two women who live across the street from a polling station say, unlike others, they've decided to stay home this weekend, although they know the voting center could be a target. Whether they'll leave home to cast ballots is another question. Harith says it depends.
I wish if I could go voting, but frankly speaking, we have heard that there will be explosions in the polling stations, so I'm afraid of going. If things are quiet, I'll go to vote. If not, I'm not going.
Her neighbor, whose mother found a threat against voting left on her door, agrees. She says the barbed wire, cement barricades, and police and soldiers in front of polling centers shows the government believes it's not safe. Inside one school that's to be used as a polling station, police, Iraqi National Guard, and some election workers mill around. Some police have been here 5 days. They're sleeping, eating, and praying here. Inside a closed but not locked classroom where voting is to take place, cartons of ballots are stacked in the corner. Clear plastic ballot boxes, one for the National Assembly, one for the local parliament, are sitting on the table. There are cardboard booths to give voters a little privacy, and on one table, a crumpled cloth banner announcing this is a polling center. It will be hung outside later today. Police Sergeant Tariq Saad says he's ready for Election Day.
We have 30 police officers and 10 National Guards. The Americans will be on call tomorrow at a police station about 500 yards away and will do patrols on the streets.
Today, at least three U.S. soldiers had been standing outside just moments ago, weapons drawn. Sergeant Saad says patrols stop by regularly and ask the Iraqi security forces what they need. He says he's been asking for days for better flashlights. Lack of electricity could delay counting ballots. Still, Saad believes things will be better after the election.
The authority, God willing, will be in the hands of Iraqis. So if I want something, I'll take it, not through a mediator. Instead of asking the Americans, we Iraqis will decide what we need.
But as he speaks, a National Guardsman stands nearby, shaking his head no. He believes real authority in Iraq, even after these elections, will stay in the hands of the Americans. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.